ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दगणाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो विल रीड टुडे फ्रॉम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 12 वर्स नंबर 34। तत्र तत्र प्रशंसाद् भी पति वैमानिकासुरैः अविकीर्यमानो तद्दृशे कुसुमैः क्रमशो गृहान्। तत्र तत्र प्रशंसाद् भी पति वैमानिकासुरैः अविक्रियमाणो ददृशे कुसुमैः क्रमशो गृहान्। तत्र तत्र प्रशंसद्भिः पति वैमानिकैसुरैः अविक्रियमाणो ददृशे कुसुमैः क्रमशो गृहान्। तत्र तत्र हियर एंड देयर प्रशंसत भी बाय पर्सन्स एंगेज इन द प्रेज ऑफ ध्रुव महाराज पथि ऑन द पाथ वैमानिकाय कैरिड बाय डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ एयरप्लेन्स सुरई बाय द डेमी गॉड्स अवकीर्यमानः बीइंग कवर्ड ददश कुड सी कुसुमाय बाय फ्लावर्स क्रमशः वन आफ्टर अनदर ग्रहान ऑल द प्लैनेट्स ऑफ द सोलर सिस्टम। ट्रांसलेशन व्हाइल ध्रुव महाराज वॉज पासिंग थ्रू स्पेस ही ग्रेजुअली सॉ ऑल द प्लैनेट्स ऑफ द सोलर सिस्टम एंड ऑन द पाथ ही सॉ ऑल द डेमी गॉड्स इन देयर एयरप्लेन शोवरिंग फ्लावर्स अपॉन हिम लाइक रेन। परपोट भाई जीवाएंगे भक्तिविलासिला प्रभुपाद। द इज अ वैदिक वर्जन यस्मिन् विज्ञात सर्वम एवं विज्ञातम भवति विच मीन्स दैट बाय नोइंग द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडेड एवरीथिंग बिकम्स नोन टू द डिवोटी। सिमिलरली बाय गोइंग टू द प्लैनेट ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडेड वन कैन नो ऑल अदर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स ऑन द पाथ टू वैकुंठ। We should remember that Dhruv Maharaj's body was different from our bodies. While boarding the Vaikuntha airplane, his body changed to a completely spiritual golden hue. No one can surpass the higher planets in a material body. But when one gets a spiritual body, he can travel not only to the higher planetary system of this material world, but even to the still higher planetary system known as Vaikuntha Loka. It is well known that Narad Muni travels everywhere, both in the spiritual and the material worlds. It should be noted that also that while Suniti was going to Vaikuntha Loka, she also changed her body into spiritual form. Like Sri Suniti, every mother should train her child to become a devotee like Dhruva Maharaj. Suniti instructed her son, even at the age of 5 years, to be unattached to worldly affairs and to go to the forest to search out the Supreme Lord. She never desired that her son remain at home comfortably without ever undertaking austerities and penances to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every mother like Suniti must take care of her son and train him to become a brahmachari from the age of 5 years and to undergo austerities and penances for spiritual realization. The benefit will be that if her son becomes a strong devotee like Dhruva, certainly not only will he be transferred back home back to Godhead, but she will also be transferred with him to the spiritual world. Even though she may be unable to undergo austerities and penances in executing devotional service. ओम अज्ञान्तिनन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णदां सहगणलिता श्रीविशाखावितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे बृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So this is a story of Dhruva Maharaj, which is now nearly coming to an end, and we are seeing that how he is going back to Godhead from this material world. So we'd like to just revise the whole thing, because we are just coming to an end. How was the start, from where he started, and how he came to this place? So if we see the story of Dhruva Maharaj, he was aspiring to sit on his father's lap, which he was not allowed. And now he, if we see from the success point from material world, that somebody from rag to riches. So like this, now he's going back to Godhead and he's seeing all the planetary systems one by one. So how did it started? So we know King Uttanapada had two queens, Suniti and Suruchi. And Suniti had this son whose name was Dhruva. And once he was just trying to sit on his father's lap. So we can see that King Uttanapad was a great devotee, and Dhruv Maharaj was at that point of time, he was like nothing. Nobody knew him, what he was and what he would do in the future. And then Suruchi told that Dhruv Maharaj cannot sit on his father's lap, and if he wanted to, then he has to take birth from his womb, her womb. So Dhruv Maharaj was angry, and he went to his mother, who told that not wish ill fortune for others. So Dhruv Maharaj became angry twice. One, when he was a child, he had nothing. And once, when he had everything, when he was very successful. So if you see, when Dhruv Maharaj became angry for the first time, Suniti told that the first instruction which she gave, and which is very useful for our life also, that do not wish ill fortune for others. Generally, when we see that something wrong is done by others to us, we first think that he should be damned, he should go to hell, and so many things should happen to them. But the first instruction which Suniti gives is do not wish ill fortune for others. And second, what she says is that whatever Suruchi has told is true, that you should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not only she gives this instruction, but she also gives the logic behind doing this, that your forefather Manu has done, your forefather, grandfather, Mother Brahma has also done. So what you should do, you also should follow their path if you want something. Then he leaves home at that point of time at the age of 5. And then Narad Muni wants to test the determination of Dhruv Maharaj, whether or not he wants what he says. Generally, in our life, we want so many things, but as soon as some difficulty comes, we leave that thing and aspire for other things. Because it's one thing to say that I want something, and another to achieve that thing. An athlete, if we know, for example, that he has to work at least for 20-25 years before he can win any gold medal. So many people want gold medal, but there are few who aspire, who try, and who do the needful of running through the whole race. So like this, Narad Muni also wants to test whether Dhruv Maharaj wants what he is really aspiring, or just it's some childish thing. So he comes, and first he also instructs Dhruv Maharaj. First thing is, do not be affected by honor or dishonor. So this is a common thing. If we see in all the episodes of Bhagavatam, there are two personalities, and both are Mahabhagavats. And in that, one person either blames or curses another person, or does something which in the ordinary course of business or in the ordinary course of dealings is not palatable for others. But the other person takes it as if it was destined in his life that this should happen in the life, and in this way they all go back to Godhead. So the first instruction which Narad Muni gives to Dhruv Maharaj is don't be affected by honor or dishonor, because whatever comes in our life is due to karma. So this is also very difficult for us to digest. So if something happens in our life, it is due to our own past deeds. We think that this person or this situation is responsible for whatever is happening in our life, and generally we blame that person or that situation for whatever things are happening in our life. It's very rare for us to see that whatever is happening is due to our past misdeeds. So it's said that because of this, what happens is action and reaction continues, and we get more reactions because of our other things what we do. So what Narad Muni says, that what should an intelligent person do? He should be satisfied with whatever comes in his life. If a person is satisfied, then he can easily leave his life and go back to God. So but then Dhruv Maharaj would say that what I want is this all our kingdom more better than my grandfather. So Narad Muni says it's very difficult to satisfy the Lord, and so many mystic yogis have failed before this. So what should you do? You should give up this endeavor, and whatever comes in your life, you just take on. And he gives one important thing for us. Gunadikam mudam lipsat anukrosham gunadamat maitrim samad anivicham nataper abhibhuyate. That you should rejoice, not envy, if there is some qualified person, if you see, and if there is some less qualified person than you, then feel compassion and not contempt. And then be friendly to the persons who are equal. In this way, will never be affected by threefold miseries. So here, Dhruv Maharaj is very straightforward, and he says whatever what is in his heart, that whatever Narad Muni you are saying is true and good, but I cannot follow your instructions. I want a kingdom greater than my grandfather, and if you can give me an honest path, then please give me and I will follow. So if you see Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam never tells us that you give up your desires or something, but it says that be honest and just go through the honest part if you want something. We should not take shortcuts. The problem happens in today's world is that if we want something, we take shortcuts or we go through a dishonest path. So in Vedic times also, it is not that people didn't have desires. They had desires, but they knew that there is something called as reincarnation, and we are not this body but eternal soul. So if somebody wants to become a king, he will do tapasya or austerity for his whole life, and then if he is not able to become a king, he doesn't mind. He says that there is another life, and I will again do austerities and penances, and in the next life I will become a king. If that also not, I cannot become next king in the next life, I will again do penances and austerities till the time I reach the goal. I will not leave the goal, but at the same time I will not take a dishonest path. But in today's world, when we remove this concept that there is no reincarnation, this is the only life we have, and whatever we want, this is the only time period we have. So problem happens is that the time is limited and the desires are very long. So what we do whatever we want, we take it by hook or by crook. So here Dhruv Maharaj expresses his ambitious goal, and now Narad Muni is also confirmed that what Dhruv Maharaj is saying, he will do, and he is a very honest disciple. At the same time, he is very determined. So Narad Muni instructs on the process to attain his goal, and he gives devotional service as a means to achieve the goal. So now some people say that if we want to achieve something in our life, we should do karma yoga, we should do so many activities. But you see, now if you see Bhagavatam or you see Narad Muni, he just tells to do devotional service. And devotional service means for us like sitting here and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So by doing this devotional service, we can achieve what great yogis or great materialists cannot achieve in our life. So in this way, he gives various instructions to Dhruv Maharaj that control your mind and speech, be peaceful, be satisfied with eating what is available, and then do worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, you will achieve liberation. So Dhruv Maharaj goes to the forest. In the first month, what he does an austerity, which for us is very difficult at this point of time also, and maybe it will be difficult for the next lifetimes also. For the first month, in 3 days he eats kapita fruits and berries. Second month, once in the six days he eats dry grass and leaves. And in the third month, within 9 days he just drinks some water. And in the fourth month, in 12 days he just breathe some air. So nowadays we are also fearful of breathing some air because there is corona virus. So I see so many people wearing masks. So now Dhruva Maharaj is very successful in his austerities. And what is the effect of Dhruva Maharaj austerities? There is no air in the whole world, and the earth is pushed down, and demigods are feeling suffocated, and they go to the Lord. That is, he is saying that, Lord, please do something. So Lord, he tells the demigods, don't be worried, Dhruva Maharaj is a devotee and I will go and pacify him. Meanwhile, Narad Muni goes to King Uttanapad and pacifies him, that don't worry, don't regret whatever you done. Dhruva Maharaj is well, and very soon he will be famous in the three worlds. So now Dhruva Maharaj is very much enlivened. He does the austerity, and Supreme Personality of Godhead comes to see him. And because Dhruva Maharaj is just 5 years old, he has not gone for the education which is there, so he doesn't know how to glorify the Lord. So the Lord touches the Dhruva Maharaj, which is conch shell, and then as a result, Dhruva Maharaj sings very wonderful prayers, that because of your touch, my senses have been enlivened, and you are the only shelter, and people worship you for different reasons. And somewhere he tells that I am also wanted wealth, that's why I worship you. So now that Dhruva Maharaj says is that I am worshiping you for wealth, then Krishna will say that now also you want wealth or what? Then Dhruva Maharaj will say, no, I don't want wealth now, I want your bhakti, and that's why I am worshipping you. So Krishna will say that, would you like to do bhakti alone? Then Dhruva Maharaj prays that, no, I want to do bhakti in the association of devotees. Because in the association of devotees, we get detached from other material things, and then we can do bhakti. In this way, he offers very wonderful prayers, and then he compares himself with the Lord, or the Jivas with the Lord, and gives the different adjectives to the Lord. And in this way, after some time, the Lord also benedicts the Dhruva, that because you wanted a kingdom better than your grandfather, I will award you that. And in this, there is a wonderful instruction given by Lord, that if you see, when Dhruva Maharaj wanted the throne of his father, he was an ordinary person, and now he has become a devotee of the Lord. So because Lord says that you have become a devotee, and Suruchi was one who offended you, so now she will die. So this is very important for us also. When we deal with others, we should note that we should not offend other people, even if they are gross materialists. Because if someday they become a devotee greater than us, more better than us, and they become devotees in such a short time, then our spiritual life may be hampered. So we should never offend other people who are not devotees also. This is what Krishna says by these instructions. And then he tells that you will rule for 36,000 years and then go back to Godhead, means the Dhruva planet. And then the Lord left. And now Dhruva Maharaj is feeling displeasure in his heart. He is saying that I could ask for greater things. I could have asked for bhakti, but what I have asked? Just for my sense gratification, I asked for broken pieces of glass. And then he tells that because there may be different reasons that I desire perishable things, is because that demigods may bewilder my intelligence, or there is Maya's influence, that I prayed for useless things. And in this way, now he has achieved what is impossible for many in the world to achieve, and he is going back to his kingdom, back to Uttanapad Maharaj. And here Uttanapad Maharaj does very good reception. And if you see now what happens is, Suniti, Suruchi and Uttama also come out in the palanquin and meet Dhruva Maharaj. So first there was enmity. Suriti was thinking that Uttama is my son and Dhruva Maharaj is not my son. But now if you see, after he has done devotional service and pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the enmity is gone. So for us also, this is a very good thing. If we want a mutual friendship or between all the people, including devotees and others alike, the only thing which is given here is do devotional service and please Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you see Dhruva Maharaj, what he didn't need additional things. Like people nowadays celebrate Friendship Day, Valentine's Day and so many other things. Mother's Day, Parents' Day and so many other things. In order to cater one particular need or one particular thing, that one day one may please his father, one may please his mother one another day, one may please his son another day, one may please his friend another day. If you see what Dhruva Maharaj does, he just pleases Supreme Personality of Godhead, and through that he pleases all other things. Like in one class, Gauranga Prabhu is also saying, how does preaching happen? How does people become devotees? It's not that we give wonderful class and people are impressed and they become devotees. No. We please our acharyas, we please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting in the hearts of other people also. And when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased in the others, the people's heart, he says that please hear that this person and take this message. In this way, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who makes the other person favorable to us, by and then the other person becomes devotees. Because otherwise, by one class, so many people would have become devotees. But it's not the case. So he was saying that our only goal is to please our acharyas and Krishna, and not to cater to all other people's needs. Then Suruti also blessed Dhruva Maharaj, and everybody respects them, and Uttama and Dhruva Maharaj also embraced. In this way, the question has been done, and then a lot of time hasn't passed. If you see Srimad Bhagavatam is a book, or you can say a literature, which doesn't give any redundant information. If you see Dhruva Maharaj's life, Srimad Bhagavatam could have narrated his all other pastime also, because Dhruva Maharaj was a pure devotee. Definitely, he must have done so many other things also. Not that he has just pleased Supreme Personality of Godhead. He must have made so many other devotees also. He must have done how to rule a kingdom better. And he must have planned so many things. But if you see Bhagavatam, it ends here that Dhruva Maharaj has come here at the age of 5. And the next chapter is Dhruva Maharaj fights with the Yakshas. So now, if you see, there are only some details which are mentioned in Bhagavatam, which are very important in our life. So sometimes we think that Srimad Bhagavatam is less important and other literatures are more important. But if we see from the Srimad Bhagavatam point of view, only very particular details are given, which means that Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence, and therefore we should read Srimad Bhagavatam before other literatures. So here, then Dhruva Maharaj gets married. He has two wives. One first name is Brahmi and second is Ila. And then he has two sons from Brahmi, named Kalpa and Vatsara. And from Ila, he has a son named Utkala and beautiful daughter. So now, then after some time, his younger brother Uttama gets killed by one Yaksha. And then again, Dhruva Maharaj gets angry at Yaksha. So now we may think that how can a pure devotee be angry? So we should remember that whatever pure devotee does is wonderful and is for the beneficial of all the things. Because in the next chapter we see, we also get angry sometimes and we think that our anger is justified. But if we see the difference between us getting angry and Dhruva Maharaj getting angry, so when Dhruva Maharaj kills all the Yakshas, then Yakshas, where they do go? Brahmaloka, above the sun globe. So, which is attainable only by the first class brahmacharis. So, when Dhruv Maharaj gets angry and even he kills Yakshas, so from the material point of view, we'll see that what is injustice. For one Yaksha is killed, so many other innocent people, and we'll kill, put him to the case. But if you see Dhruv Maharaj, what he does, he, when he kills all the Yakshas, they go directly to the Brahmaloka, which is a planet above the sun globe. And if they would have done so much tapasya or some things also, they would have never gone to this planet. So, whatever pure devotees do is for the good of all the other people. So now, there is a fight between Dhruv Maharaj and Yakshas. And Yaksha and Dhruv Maharaj, they fight very valiantly. And if we know that one point of time, we think that Dhruv Maharaj is getting defeated and he's almost on the verge of death. But then the sages come and they offer prayers for Dhruv Maharaj's protection and they tell them to use Narayan Astra. And Dhruv Maharaj then overcomes Yakshas and then kills them. So now, here Swayambhu Muni comes in the picture and tells Dhruv Maharaj that please do not kill the Yakshas anymore. So now if we see the talk between Swayambhu Maharaj and Dhruva, it's also very good as for us for anger management. So many people talk so many different things about how to control anger, how to respect others. But if you see Swayambhu Manu, the way he talks with Dhruv Maharaj and the way he convinces him not to kill Yakshas is not by blaming him that you are this wrong or you are most fallen or you are this and so many things. What he does, he just tells that the act done by you is improper. You are very good and you are most glorious. The only thing is the act done by you is improper. But when most of times when we deal with so many other devotees or some when there is a problem, what we do is along with the act we also condemn the other person and say that you are like this and that. But if you see Swayambhu Manu, what he says to Dhruv Maharaj, he says that excessive anger is sinful and whatever you are doing is not fitting to our dynasty. So he is not telling only Dhruv Maharaj, he is saying that all our dynasty is like this and what act you are doing is not befitting to our dynasty. And it's already proven that you are affectionate to your brother. So he is addressing all the needs of Dhruv Maharaj for what he may have done this act. And at the same time, he is not condemning him. So, and then he said, avoid unnecessary killing. And then he said, I am surprised by your act because you are a pure devotee and you are always remembering the Lord. And how can you do this act? And then he gives another sutta that how the Lord can be pleased if you are tolerant, you are merciful and you are friendly to all the living entities. So then he says that why we are doing this thing. The ultimate thing is to please Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then he says about Supreme Personality of Godhead, how we can be pleased. And then he says different philosophers, what are the opinion of different philosophers, why the dualities happen in your life. Some say that it is because of karma, swabhava, kala, devam or kama. But then he says in your life or in our life, nobody can understand the Lord's plan. Once a person becomes a devotee, his life is in the hands of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is he who directs the life of that devotee. We may know or we may not know that how he is directing. So, please don't be affected and give up your anger. So then, he say, the Dhruv Maharaj gives up the anger. And then, also pacifies Kuvera. So then Kuvera comes in the picture. So generally we see and we think that demigods are always behind the person who wants devotional service. They are for testing and all, and doing so many things. But you see here, Kuvera appears here and he tells that I am very pleased to know that you are giving me the annuity, which is very difficult to avoid. And then he gives him blessing that may you be engaged in the loving service of Lord in lotus feet. So every person has different facets of his life. There is no person in this life who has a single face facet or he has single face in his life. With same person, maybe angry with another person, will give benediction to another person and will be just a normal person with the third person. So a person will react differently with different people according to his relationship, according to the situation, and according to the circumstance which is going on. A same person may be a friend to another person, and within few minutes he become an enemy, and within few moments again he become a friend. So it's very difficult to know what is there in his mind and what he will do act. So here, if you see Kuvera, he is giving Dhruva Maharaj a benediction which the demigods generally don't give, that you become a devotee or Supreme Personality of Godhead and these other things. But he says that you always remember the Lord and become his devotee. And here, then afterwards, the Kuvera is pleased and they leave. And then Dhruva Maharaj is ruling this whole kingdom, which is very powerful. And after some time, Dhruva Maharaj is going back to Dhruva Loka. And here, there is an aeroplane which is coming, and the Lord's associate, they come and take Dhruva Maharaj. And Nanda and Sunanda also speaks to Dhruva Maharaj that they also glorify that at the age of 5 years, you please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore, we have come to take you, and then please come and recite to Vishnu Loka. Here also, if we see, now Vishnu Loka have come to take Dhruva Maharaj, but the first thing what he remembers is his mother Suniti. So this is also a general thing between devotees. They are always grateful for whatever something someone has done to them, and they remember till the end of life, which is not very generally seen in outside world. As the work is over, we forget the person and the thing itself. But Dhruva Maharaj remembers Suniti, and then the Vishnu Dutes also say that she's already there in the next plan, so don't worry and we'll go back to Godhead. And again, if you say Dhruva Maharaj, he circumambulates all the sages and rishis, he circumambulates the airplane, and then he boards the airplane. So he gives due respect to all the other people also who are not going back to Godhead. So here also, if we see, Dhruva Maharaj is on the elevated position and he is going back to Godhead. So he could have easily gone and nobody would have thought anything bad. But what he does is respect to every living entity who is there, who may or may not go back to Godhead at this point of time. It's not certain. But still, he respects to all other persons also. So once, if we also meet different people. So once, one of the class I heard is saying that, what do you mean by respect? Respect means not only giving physical respect or doing something. Respect means respecting the other person's intelligence also. And to give a class or to give katha or to give understanding according to the intelligence of that person, whether he may understand or not. It is not that we say whatever we want to say, big things, and the other person is not able to understand. So respecting is not the physical person respecting. Respecting is intelligence, mind, and respecting his false ego and respecting him wholesome. That is what is meant by respecting the other person. So here, Dhruva Maharaj respects them, and then he is going back to Godhead, where we are now. So now, he is going to different planets, going back to Godhead through the different planets, and he gradually sees all the planets of the solar system, and is going back to Godhead. So here, what Prabhupada says is, Yasmin Vigyate Sarvam Evam Vigyate Bhavati. If we know the Supreme Personality Godhead, everything becomes known to a devotee. So here also, we may think that we should read different literatures, we should do different things if we want to know different things. But if you see the consistency of Prabhupada, he always speaks that if we do devotional service, we can know whatever is to be known and whatever to is to be known to become a devotee by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here also further he says that one cannot go to the higher planets in this material body, but we need a spiritual body. So in this way he ends the whole the purport and says that every mother like Suniti must take care of her son and train to become a brahmachari from the age of life of 5 and for austerities and penances. So human life is meant for austerities and penances, and that is how we can do justice to our life and go back to Godhead. So I will end my class. If there are any reflections, any comments or any questions, they are welcome. Or we can go for our blood donation camp. I think everybody has understood everything. There are no questions or comments, only in two cases. Either if all the devotees have understood everything or they have not understood anything. In both the cases, they are glorious. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.